it's Virginia James with the Zone of Purpose podcast, and welcome to this encouraging space for women and for those who want to show up and remember that their wisdom is within. Now, I will say that it took me years to figure this out, but now I will never live my life the way I used to. The rat race, the go, 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 that's done for. We're moving on from that because all it gets us is burnout, stress, procrastination, overthinking, you name it. Now I zone with soul, and I'm going to help you do the same by remembering our wisdom is within and living and working from that. Let's get into it. Hello, if you're new, welcome to essentially Feminine Sage Wisdom, right? I do a lot of different things, but at the end of the day, it's about helping women tap into their wisdom, bring their purpose to life, etc. Now, we are working on now, I think, part four of the series, and I'm excited about it because we have talked exhaustion. We have talked intuition. Last week, we talked about toxicity. Say that five times fast. Now, today, we are doing one more little info, not infomercial, but little piece of info before next week's reveal. That's all I'm going to say, and I'm excited for it. Okay, so when you do business with soul, this is an easy thing for today. Biggest tip, you can't do it alone. Can't do it alone. We are not meant to do things alone. We're not. We're communal. We're animals, creatures, depending upon your belief system. I'm an animal. You're an animal. My dogs are over there. This tree is kin. Okay. This idea of being alone in business, feeling, I mean, it's true. It's a very real feeling about like, oh my God, am I doing this right? Is this the best thing for me? What if my revenue never makes it and I can't pay my bills? Those are all very real, and I'm not minimizing those at all. Let's honor that truth. But the reality is, I could not do this business work solo without going bananas, because we're all a team. And this goes to, let's say, little point two in here. Find your team that works for you, that's aligned with you, because you'll know when they are not, okay? You're gonna know it, whether it's on the front end, the middle, or the back end, okay? After an experience or an exchange or a conversation or how they do their business, and you're like, what? Okay, I want you to think about this. So as we do our soulful businesses, okay, together, again, reveal is coming next week, but as we do this work together, remember you're not alone. You've got me, you've got others, and we are here as, in my case, as I identify as a woman, we're here as wise women, we're here as queer folks, we are here as beings with soul. And so I want you to think about this, okay? If you want a little homework for the day or the week, think of those soulful people in your world that help you kind of, you know, be accountable to yourself, but also cheer you on, and also say it's okay to cry and freak out when things are bumpy. We need those people in our corner. I have a few people like that in my life, and they are priceless. They are priceless. And we're all trying to do our business with soul, and we're trying to do it in alignment with who we are at our very core. It's huge. It's huge. Okay. So you've got me. If you need a buddy, think of your other buddies as you go along in your week, and whether you work for yourself or you want to work for yourself or you work for somebody else or you're between things, I don't care. The reality is, think about your community. Think about your circle of trust, who trusts you, how y'all trust each other, and show up for each other, okay? And again, if you have any questions about this, you know where to find me, and I can't wait for next week, all right? Have a great week ahead. Think of your community or your circle. And I'll talk to you soon.
How did that episode resonate for you? It always feels good to share these stories and these pieces of wisdom with you. And frankly, y'all teach me something new every day. So if that resonated, if it struck your soul or your heart, leave a comment below. Let us know what you loved about it. Also, share it with a buddy, a friend, a fellow woman in your world. We need to continue to build this ripple effect for individual and collective good. That's what we're really about here too, and sharing the wisdom. Now, if you are feeling like you want to get to know us better, go to femininesagewisdom.com. And thank you again for listening to this episode. I'll chat with you soon.